Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about the value of email blasts during big promotions. We've just gotten through Black Friday, Cyber Monday, two of the biggest sales days and sales events of the year. We touched last week on a couple of topics about the importance of doing promotions during these big, you know, revenue-generating times of year. And Tim came up with a topic, and I'll let Tim tell you how we came up with the topic, and then we'll discuss it.
Yeah, absolutely. So not going to name any names or anything like that, but David and I are involved in different Facebook groups. And so there was a particular Divi Facebook group where some people had a thread going, basically complaining about all the product companies and all the email blasts that go out around Black Friday and how, you know, we're not doing email marketing right and everything. And basically they didn't, you know, point any fingers directly, but they're basically talking about mine and David's companies as well as some other ones, and basically saying that, you know, sending out a bunch of email blasts isn't how you do email marketing. However, David and I want to enlighten anyone that is curious. Email marketing works. Sending out email blasts for big promotions, it does wonders. And there's definitely people that get annoyed with getting a lot of emails, and they'll unsubscribe, and they have that right, and that's okay. However, those people aren't your customers. You know, if they unsubscribe and they don't want to receive your emails anymore because they're sick of it, well, then they're not going to buy anyways, so that's okay. And so by sending out multiple emails, you know, even per day during the biggest shopping weekend of the year, is okay, and it pays off tremendously because everyone's getting bombarded by emails on a daily basis, and then it's 10x, 10 times more during the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you know, weekend week, all that. And so if you just send one email out to promote a sale, it's going to get lost. It's going to get forgotten. You need to send out those additional reminders in order for them to remember amongst their sea of other emails. If you're on our email list and you're listening to this and you're getting a lot of emails from us, it's because they work. And so, that's why we do them. And yeah, that's kind of the bottom line.
And if they're annoying you, you know, just hit the delete button. It'll go back to business as usual right after the big promotion. No big deal. Lots of value. Because, you know, I try really hard, especially our company does. I know Tim does as well. We try not to spam our email list. We don't try to just promote salesy stuff. Hey, come buy our stuff. We try to put out good quality content. You know, we're regular blog creators. We write tutorials all the time. And that's usually what goes out in our email list. And there is a lot of value in that. But when Black Friday, Cyber Monday, this time of year comes around, hey, you're going to get hammered. It doesn't matter by our company or anybody else's company. Elegant Themes is a company we admire. I've been a lifetime member of Elegant Themes for years. And guess what? Nick still sends me 3 emails a day on Black Friday and 4 on Cyber Monday. And I'm not offended. You know, it's like, hey, they put out a ton of valuable content around, you know, not during this time. And it's easy for me to hit the delete button. So if you're getting your feelings hurt, get over it. Get over it. You know, yeah. Hit the dang delete button. Or do those companies a favor and unsubscribe. Because if those companies are anything like our companies, you know, we've got 30,000 email subscribers. It costs a lot of money to maintain a 30,000 email subscriber list. So it's not free when you get up into the tens of thousands or even thousands of email lists. It costs us money each month. So if you don't want to receive it, don't sign up.
Yeah, no, definitely. And one more point I wanted to add. Someone in that thread mentioned segmenting and how to do email marketing, right? You have to segment your list and all of that. And that can be true in certain situations. However, during Black Friday, when everything is on sale, chances are that everyone owns everything already is very slim. And so you'll be missing out on, you know, a segment of your audience if you, you know, start segmenting and whittling down your list. Additionally, another thing that's worth pointing out is segmenting, it doesn't always work. I have people on my email blast or on my email list multiple times because they've subscribed on my email list, you know, through a blog post or something like that, tutorial, a freebie. And then they went and bought a product. But when they bought the product, they bought it using a different email address, you know, receipts@yourdomain.com, whatever it may be. And so it's not going to tell my email marketing system that this person who also has this other email address bought this particular product. And so unless they've used the same email to buy the product that they do to subscribe to the list, then segmenting isn't going to work anyways. And so, yeah, bottom line is it works. If you get a lot of emails from a company, chances are it means that they're doing pretty well and they have a big email list and they're blasting out because they're seeing a spike in sales with every single email blast. And while some people may get annoyed and unsubscribe, the value that the revenue increase that comes from each and every additional email blast far outweighs the number of people that unsubscribe, especially because the unsubscribers are not going to be buyers anyways. That's all I got.
Fantastic. Well, tomorrow we've got another great episode on WP the Podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.